Whether it's a single room in a hotel, a two-bedroom apartment, or a five-bedroom house, we all need a place to call home. And despite news of national real estate market recovery, many California homeowners are having trouble holding on to theirs. Almost 30% of California homeowners are underwater. That means they owe more on the mortgage than the house is currently worth. And it's the first step on the slippery slope to foreclosure. The city of Richmond was hit hard when the housing bubble burst. About 12,000 homeowners there are underwater. That's roughly half of all mortgage holders in the city. Richmond City Council recently approved a radical new plan to use eminent domain to buy underwater mortgages and resell them to beleaguered homeowners at lower prices. Mayor Gail McLaughlin came into KALW's studio to talk more about her city's audacious new plan.
Well, simply put, this is the city buying mortgages that are likely to end up in foreclosure and negotiating new mortgages so that homeowners can afford them and stay in their homes. We do this with the help of our lending partner, Mortgage Resolution Partners, and they fund the purchase of the purchase of the mortgage. And we do not purchase the house itself. We purchase the mortgage. The homeowner stays in the house. If the lender will not sell the house at fair market value, which is what the city is offering to pay for it.
Who's setting that fair market value?
The MRP, does the assessment or the works through the formula to
MRP is market rate.
Market Resolution Partners, our funding partners. So they set the fair market value, and the banks and lenders have an opportunity to sell it to us. If they don't, we the city take the mortgage through eminent domain, and again, we pay a fair market price when we take it that way as well. But this is in the interest of all our residents because it helps us build a local economy. What we do is take that mortgage once we have purchased it or taken it by eminent domain, and we renegotiate a loan for the homeowner. This again with the help of our funding partner, and then we give the mortgage back to the homeowner. We do this mainly through FHA, or this is how the plan will be implemented. We're in the very early stages of it.
So, FHA is the Federal Housing Authority?
Right, yes. So the city takes the purchases the loan either through a voluntary or purchase or through eminent domain. Then a new loan is negotiated for the homeowner, and then the city's mortgage pretty much can be torn up, and the homeowner has its new renegotiated mortgage at reduced principal and reduced payments.
And what motivated you to take this approach rather than to let individual homeowners deal with this, renegotiate on their own?
Well, the fact is that the renegotiating on their own with banks is not working. There's a very small number of homeowners that have gotten reset principals. The city has tried to help, nonprofits have tried to help, but this is a failure in outcome nationwide in terms of working directly with the banks, working directly with any federal programs that have not brought much relief. So this is our attempt, and we think it's great for other cities as well, to really intervene to reverse the economic freefall that we see happening. While some neighborhoods have had some increase in property values, many are still suffering greatly. And in Richmond, these neighborhoods are feeling the outcome of a greedy banking system. Many of these families have had predatory loans. And
what's a predatory loan?
A predatory loan is a subprime loan based on increased rent, interest, and bubble principles. It's a situation that many families were brought into, thinking they were getting a good deal, and their wonderful American dream was truly going to happen. And of course, the fine print and the lack of explanation to them by the bankers who were truly just pulling the wool over their eyes left families in bad straits, and they were hit really bad by the housing crisis.
And these subprime mortgages and loans were particularly targeted to residents in cities like Richmond.
Absolutely.
Low-income people of color.
Absolutely. Targeted subprime loans, particularly low-income communities, but also particularly people of color. And Richmond is predominantly African-American and Latino, and these families in our community have suffered greatly as a result of this.
Gail McLaughlin is the mayor of Richmond, and she's talking about that city's radical idea to stem the foreclosure crisis. You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan.
So you're in the very early stages of this, and we'll be watching how it works in Richmond. And I know other cities are also watching this. What kind of reception and questions have you gotten? Some other cities who thought about doing something similar to this have backed away because of fear of repercussions from banks, et cetera.
Ultimately, the response in Richmond has been, you know, incredibly positive. People understand this will benefit the community as a whole because neighborhoods will, you know, become more thriving, more stable. People have money in their pockets to spend on local businesses. Businesses will prosper and can expand, create jobs. So we think this, I think people understand this is good for us. Other cities have been threatened, as we have as well, by the servicers, the lenders that are trying to threaten us away by saying this is, you know, not legal, when we know, in fact, that this has been vetted very, very closely by lawyers. And the city is held totally indemnified. The company, our funding company, is taking on all the legal costs should we get should this be brought to?
Do you expect to be sued?
Well, you know, it's left to be seen. But we do know that that there is the legality of this has been clearly vetted by lawyers all over, including our city attorney, but by specialists in the field, economists and others.
I do wonder, though, if there's a fear that if you have to resort to eminent domain, that there's likely to be lots of lawsuits and that you could get the whole city tangled up in lawsuits. Mm-hmm.
Well, the fact is the city, again, does not pay one iota of cost for any legal action that may be taken. MRP pays for anything, for everything and anything. And we believe that some banks are going to cooperate with this, and we believe that some of them may indeed voluntarily sell at fair market price the mortgage to the city, and that's what we want.
And you're with the Green Party. You took over as mayor. You were elected mayor of Richmond in 2006, and you felt like you were making all kinds of progress in the city, mm-hmm. really a big reduction in crime over the last 8 years, a mm-hmm. Lot of green policies instituted, and you say that it's this crisis really precipitated stalling that progress.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the stalling of progress all over the country occurred. We in Richmond were on such a forward swing of you know, health and progress in our city. You know, we certainly had to struggle hard to keep it in place, and we did, and we have had continued progress slowly, you know, but we know what we're doing in Richmond, and we saw this housing crisis, which precipitated really the whole economic crisis, really threaten us to stop this wonderful progressive direction we're in. But we're finding ways to intervene as in this particular program and continue to play a leading role for other cities, which are coming around. El Mundo is looking at this, as well as Los Puentes and North Las Vegas and Seattle and Newark. There's a couple cities have backed away. But, you know, the majority that I've heard about are starting to look at this very seriously.
And you're hoping that Richmond may start a movement.
Absolutely. A national movement is what is needed. The lenders, the banks, the greed that started this problem cannot fix this problem. They do not have a solution. I've met with some of these servicers who are representing the banks, and they have clearly not been able to state, not even articulate a solution, much less implement one. So we in Richmond are showcasing that we are willing to provide a solution, and we think it is taking off nationally and needs to continue to, because a solution is really needed for our economy as a whole in this country to thrive and prosper and stabilize. With many, many people suffering still, it is not going to stabilize. It's going to still be a crisis that everybody suffers from.